Chapter 1, Section 2, pages 8 through 13, Maps and Map Making. In this section, we will explore the following questions: what different types of maps do people use? How do latitude and longitude help us to locate places? Why are today's maps more accurate than maps of the past? We will also define the following words: globe, cartographer, map projection, hemisphere, and the standard time zone. We will also identify the equator and the prime meridian. Setting the scene. In a tiny Indian fishing village in the early 1600s, a small group gathered around Samuel de Champlain. They watched closely as the French explorer pointed to the shore and then drew a sweeping line on a deerskin spread out on the ground. The line represented the coastline where they stood. Quickly, the Native American chief drew other lines on the informal map. A young man added piles of rocks to represent the village and nearby settlements. Champlain and the Native Americans he met on Cape Ann in Massachusetts did not understand each other's languages. Yet, they found a way to communicate. Together, they created a map of the local area. Champlain later used the map to aid him in exploring the Massachusetts coast. People today use maps to help them locate places, judge distances, and follow routes. Maps and globes. To locate places, geographers use maps and globes. A map is a drawing of the Earth's surface. A globe is a sphere with a map of the Earth printed on it. Because a globe is the same shape as the Earth, it shows sizes and shapes accurately. Geographers often use a flat maps rather than globes. Unlike a globe, a flat map of the world allows you to see all of the Earth's surface at one time. It is easier to handle and can show more detail. Still, a flat map has the disadvantage that it distorts or misrepresents some parts of the Earth. Map projections. Map makers or cartographers have developed dozens of different map projections. Map projections are ways of drawing the Earth on a flat surface. Each map projection has benefits and disadvantages. Some projections show the sizes of landmasses correctly but distort their shapes. Others give continents their true shapes but distort their sizes. Still, other projections distort direction or distances. Mercator projection. In 1569, Gerardus Mercator developed the Mercator projection, the best map of its day. For hundreds of years, sailors depended on the Mercator map. Mercator himself boasted of his map. If you wish to sail from one port to another, here is a chart and a straight line on it. And if you follow this line carefully, you will certainly arrive at your destination. A Mercator map shows the true shapes of landmasses, but it distorts size, especially for places that are far from the equator. On a Mercator map, for example, Greenland appears as big as all of South America, even though South America is more than 8 times larger. Robinson projection. Today, many geographers use the Robinson projection. It shows the correct sizes and shapes of landmasses for most parts of the world. The Robinson projection also gives a fairly accurate view of the relationship between landmasses and water. Kinds of maps. Maps are part of our daily lives. You have probably read road or bus maps. On television, you have seen weather maps and maps of places in the news. As you study history, you will use various maps. Examine the geographic atlas in the reference section of this book. There, you will find maps showing national and state boundaries, as well as the physical features and natural resources of the United States. Each kind of map serves a specific purpose. A political map shows boundaries that people have set up to divide the world into countries and states. A physical map shows natural features, such as mountains and rivers. A population map lets you see how many people live in a particular area. An economic map shows how people of a certain region make a living. A natural resource map helps you see links between the resources of an area and the way people use the land. Still, other kinds of maps include election maps, product maps, and battle maps. These maps can help you to see the connections between geography and history. Latitude and longitude. Most maps and globes include lines of latitude and lines of longitude. The lines form a grid, making it possible to locate places exactly. Each latitude and longitude line on the grid is measured in degrees. Latitude. Look at the map of the world above. Notice that lines of latitude run east and west. As you have read, lines of latitude measure distances north and south from the equator. The equator is an imaginary line that lies at 0 degrees latitude. It divides the Earth into two halves, called hemispheres. The northern hemisphere lies north of the equator. In the northern hemisphere, lines of latitude are numbered from 1 degree north to 90 degrees north, where the North Pole is located. The southern hemisphere lies south of the equator. There, lines of latitude are numbered from 1 degree south to 90 degrees south, where the South Pole is located. Longitude. Lines of longitude on a map or globe run north and south between the two poles. They measure distances east and west from the prime meridian, which lies at 0 degrees longitude, and runs through the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, England. Unlike lines of latitude, lines of longitude are not parallel to each other. They converge at the North Pole and South Pole. The distance between longitude lines is greatest at the equator. The distance between the lines decreases as they approach and finally meet at the poles. Lines of longitude are numbered from 1 degree to 179 degrees east or west longitude. The lines of longitude at 180 degrees lies on the opposite side of the world from the prime meridian. The circle formed by the prime meridian and 180 degrees divides the Earth into the eastern and western hemispheres. The eastern hemisphere includes most of Europe, Africa, and Asia. The Western Hemisphere includes North America and South America. Locating places. To locate places, you must combine latitude and longitude. Look at the map on page 10. Chicago is located north of the equator at about 42 degrees north latitude. It lies west of the prime meridian at about 88 degrees west latitude. Its location is 42 degrees north, 88 degrees west. Use the United States map in the reference section to find the exact location of your state capital. Time zones. Lines of longitude are also used to help us know what time it is around the world. When it is 11 a.m. in Miami, Florida, it is 8 a.m. in Portland, Oregon. In Lagos, Nigeria, it is 5 p.m. Why does time differ from place to place? The answer is that the Earth rotates on its axis. As the Earth moves, the sun appears to rise in some places and to set in others. Throughout the world, people determine time by this rising and setting of the sun. To make it easier to tell time around the world, a system of standard time zones was set up in 1884. Under this system, the world was divided into 24 time zones. Standard time is measured from the prime meridian, which runs through Greenwich, England. When it is noon in Greenwich, it is before noon in places west of Greenwich. It is afternoon in places east of Greenwich. If you travel east from Greenwich across Europe, Africa, or Asia, you add 1 hour as you move through each time zone, making accurate maps. The oldest surviving map in the world today was created by an ancient cartographer on a clay tablet sometime around 2300 BC. Ever since, geographers have worked to make maps more accurate. Early map making. Early cartographers relied on information from sailors and travelers, as well as legends, to create their maps. As a result, their maps included many errors. 500 years ago, European mapmakers did not even know that North America and South America existed. Since the 1500s, mapmaking has improved greatly. Daring sailors gained information about uncharted lands. Explorers studied ocean currents and wind patterns around the world. Scientists learned more about the Earth itself. Using satellites. Today, mapmakers depend on computers and satellites. By taking photographs from space, satellites provide information that no one on the ground can furnish. As a result, maps are more accurate than ever before. Launched in 1972, Landsat 1 was the first satellite specifically designed to study the Earth's surface from space. The unmanned spacecraft took pictures from about 570 miles above the Earth. Each photo showed a land area that an airplane would need 1,000 pictures to depict. Within 2 years, Landsat photographed more than 80% of the Earth's surface. Images from Landsat 1 and later satellites provided extraordinary help to mapmakers. They revealed uncharted islands. They enabled scientists to see entire mountain ranges and drainage basins at a single glance. They allowed surveys of remote areas, such as the polar regions and oceans. Based on these images, cartographers corrected old maps and mapped some places for the first time. Today, geographers rely on satellites for more and more information about the Earth. Geographers can use satellite information to chart changes in population density and economic activity. They can also learn more about weather patterns, vegetation, pollution, and mineral resources. Section 2 Review. Recall. Number 1. Locate. A. North America. B. South America. C. Asia. D. Arctic Ocean. Number 2. Identify. A. Equator. B. Prime Meridian. 3. A. Globe. B. Cartographer. C. Map projection. D. Hemisphere. E. Standard time zone. Comprehension. Number 4. Why does a globe show the Earth more accurately than a flat map? Number 5. How can we use latitude and longitude to find the exact location of a place? Number 6. How have satellites made maps more accurate than ever before? Critical thinking and writing. Number 7. Applying information. Describe some of the special features of a roadmap. Number 8. Understanding causes and effects. Before the 1500s, why were European maps of the world very inaccurate.